The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Ambition is a privilege, Naga. Enough man off. Remember that. Bad mind's a disease, Joe. Some man won't catch. Yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a pocket. Never see a old man bag and try grab it. Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out the road and me a flat.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store, City of Hope, Epic Battery, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Printmasters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
But me are not dirty, me are clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind not dirty, me think clean, I will never go jump for your queen. Me are not dirty, me are clean. Clean like the water from the stream. My mind not dirty, me think clean. I will never go just be a queen. Remember, say, no man is a island. The only man who is a island, a key man. Remember, say, each one help one. So it no make sense, your bad mind and next man. True, I began to be already and him have a next one. I know nothing that if you not have one. Your friend get a youth already know him get a next one. I know nothing that if you not get one.
You got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. 4:10 p.m. is the time right now. It is Tuesday. And as you know, each and every Tuesday, we got that supplement in the Guardian from the Grand Bahama News. We will be touching base with Sarah Kirkby on the flip side of the break when we get into the buzz brought to you by John Shoes. We'll find out all things going on in Grand Bahama and check out all the stories in the Grand Bahama News. Get you all caught up with Grand Bahama. But like I said, it's Tuesday. You know the lines are going to be open. If you want to chime in, if you want to be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Tax lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Lots and lots to talk about, and part of the conversation, I'm sure, today are going to be the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Matter since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And big headline today, recycled plan. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe said yesterday the Free National Movement's recently unveiled plan to fight crime in the Bahamas is a repetition of measures already in place. The safety of the Bahamian people is too important for politics, Monroe said in the statement. What we did not expect was for the FNM to present as their plan the very measures already being carried out today under the Davis administration's five-pillar strategy. Once again, the FNM is late to the conversation, recycling ideas instead of bringing fresh solutions. Okay. But, in view, how are the five pillars working? Because the five pillars don't seem to be working to me, considering orbit went down just last night. And I'm not going to get all into it, but you know there's going to be fallout from that. How effective is the five-pillar plan? We still have crimes against children and against the elderly. We still have crimes against women. Still have a whole portion of our society, young men between 18 and 35, you know, falling victim to gang violence. How are them five pillars working? I mean, you might want to look at a 10-point plan since the five-pillar plan ain't working. I'm just saying. Man charged with stabbing spree. And this kind of had a lot of people, especially in the Farrington Road area, in the Chippenham area, you know, a little uneasy. A man who allegedly seriously wounded three people in a string of unprovoked stabbing attacks in New Providence could face an upgraded charge of murder after one of his alleged victims died in hospital on Monday. Police announced the death of 62-year-old Shedrick McPhee hours after 40-year-old Warren Major was formally charged with the attempted murders of three men. McPhee was walking along University Drive around 9:30 a.m. on August 18th when a man alleged to be Major stabbed him in the neck and chest. McPhee was on a ventilator in the intensive care unit until his death. On the same date, Vernon McPhee was asleep in his home near CC Sweeting School when he awoke to someone stabbing him. And on August 19th, around 9:50 a.m., Major allegedly stabbed bus driver Eugene Neely in the neck after he boarded his bus on Farrington Road and asked him for money. After fleeing the bus, Major allegedly punched a woman who was walking multiple times. Major was not required to enter his initial court appearance before Chief Magistrate Roberto Reckley. He was denied bail and returns to court on November 20th. So the serial stabber has been arraigned and caught and captured and arraigned. So we'll watch how that plays out in front of the courts as well, too. Because obviously it's before the courts now. Darvel, completion of renovations at A&E delayed. How many times are you going to make this announcement, Mr. Darvel? Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Michael Darvel, said yesterday the renovations in the accident and emergency department at Princess Margaret Hospital were expected to be completed mid-September, but have been delayed again. The contractor was paid in full, Darvel told the Nassau Guardian. We were supposed to open in mid-September, but had a problem with the purchase of the AC system, which was not an off-the-shelf item and is being built. It's a six-week delivery item. The A&E renovations began in 2019 under the Minnis administration. Darvel, since coming to office in 2021, has provided several completion dates that have since come and gone, with the work still ongoing. Ah, boy. Shaky as Minister of Grand Bahama, you would be shaky as Minister of Health. Foreign hospital after shooting. Man takes plea deal in girlfriend's death. And that's just some of the headlines on the front page. Blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. We got all of that to discuss and more. And let me get to the text lines real quick. Naughty, good afternoon. Could you please invite Fred Mitchell on your show, please? I can extend the invitation, but I highly doubt Mr. Mitchell would come to Talking Heads. Talking Heads is a show that deals with taking calls from the general public and asking the tough questions, avoids like the plague. So yeah, but we'll make that attempt for you now. I have no problem with that. So now it's 4:16 p.m. We're going to get ready and take this break. Flip side of the break, we'll be going to Getting Into the Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll be heading down to Grand Bahama. We'll be talking with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. And I'll find out all things going on in Grand Bahama, as well as opening up the lines and whatever you guys want to talk about. It's all good. We'll chop it up. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Meeting clean. I will never got you be a queen. Remember, say, no man is a island. The only man who is a island, a key man. Remember, say, each one help one. So it no make sense about mine and next man. Sure, the gang go bends already and him have a next one. I know nothing that if you not have one. Your friend get a youth already know him get a next one. I know nothing that if you not get one. Yo. Go look at your land, try to build a foundation.
Class is in session, but today's lesson is flavor. Level up with the new back-to-school buckets. That's 8 juicy pieces of fried chicken, your favorite sides, and something sweet. A group project everyone shows up for. Score a school-themed gift with every mega or super bucket purchase while supplies last. Plus, we're giving away a Samsung Galaxy Tab A9 to 9 lucky winners every week for 5 weeks. Back to school with KFC is finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Ambition is a privilege, Naga. Enough man have. Remember that. Bad mind's a disease. Sure. Some man won't catch. Yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a pocket. Never see a old man bag and try grab it. Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out a road and me a flat. Buy me one a liquor so me have me one a glass. Girl them sexy and me clothes them so sharp. Some who no like me style tell a boy fit your car. So
we're back at you on the Tuesday, August 26th edition of Talking at Your Boy, Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. We're now into the buzz, all brought to you across by John Shoes. And let's head down to Grand Bahama, Kirkby. As you know, each and every Tuesday, they got the supplement in the Guardian, all things Grand Bahama, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. And we're going to get caught up right now, as we do each and every Tuesday. What's going on, Sarah?
Hey, sweetheart. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So this will be our last issue of the Grand Bahama News. We're ending it this Tuesday, and we will be online on our Facebook page and our digital newsletter.
So they'll still be able to get everything online, correct?
Yes, yeah. So you'll be able to find our stories there. We're still going to be doing weekly stories, and we'll still be putting the same news that we put out. We'll be putting it out in a newsletter, which we've been doing. We just do it on a Wednesday. So Tuesday we publish in the paper, and Wednesday we send out the digital copy. So this is the last one that will be printed in the Guardian.
All right. So you're going digital and you're going online. But obviously, you know, people will know how to follow the Grand Bahama News. Obviously,
yes.
You keep the stories coming. And obviously, you know, we'll still get you on Tuesdays and make sure I chop it up and find out all things going on in Grand Bahama.
Yes. Great. And we will talk because we got to talk about our buddy Darren. We got to work on his hours.
Yeah, I tell you, but y'all grandma, him is y'all really biggity, but y'all really must switch days and everything and all type stuff. But I don't know, but you might have to drag Roscoe from Mondays kicking and screaming. So we'll figure something out, though.
Yeah.
We'll get it on and we'll make sure that we hear from both you and Darren because we've had a lot of calls, you know, and Darren is doing big things. He's got his new business opened up. So
yeah.
I totally understand that. And we appreciate his contributions as well. So we'll be definitely looking forward to hearing from him in the future also.
We do. We need the yin and the yang to definitely be back on together. And, you know, he works so hard and he does work so hard for the community as well. So he really is an important part of Grand Bahama, as you know. So, yeah, it'd be great to get him back on. We've missed him.
What's this week, Sarah?
Well, as you can see, it's a bit of a heartbreaker, our first story for you this week. And I have to thank the editorial team at The Guardian who put this and chose us to put this as a lead. We don't choose our leads. We submit our stories. And this was a hard one. This family really hasn't asked for the attention, but this was something that came across my desk and a couple other people's. And we wanted to highlight this young girl, Abby, who's really fighting for her life this year. The devastating part is obviously the main line is that her insurance ran out. It's unbelievable to think that a young child could reach $1 million of insurance, but medical costs as they are just absolutely phenomenal. And she has a rare cancer, and she's gone through a lot of treatment. She's and still battling and has not finished. So, you know, we're looking to support her. Her parents, you know, did not ask us to push financial support, but if you are interested, you can go find her on GoFundMe and help her out. They're a lovely family just trying to cope with, you know, these things that hit you and you just can't control them. I can't say anything. I've had a similar thing happen to me, and my community was there and supported me with my child when I was in desperate need. So, you know, it's hard to do as a parent, but never will you know how much you will fight for your child when something like this happens. You know, it's you will do anything. And as you can see, this beautiful young girl deserves a chance like any of us to live. And so we really want to encourage everyone to read the story and how her family has battled through and how she's keeping a beautiful smile on her face as she, you know, deals with cancer.
Yeah, I know I went through it with my mom, and I know what it's like. You know, cancer doesn't just affect the patient. It also affects the family and the community. So obviously, you know, our thoughts and prayers are out for Abby and wishing her a speedy recovery and hoping she gets all the assistance she needs.
Yeah. It's a lovely story, and I really hope people share it and can support her if they can. Anyway, I'm going to move on. We've got a brand new business that's coming from Nassau to Grand Bahama, which is exciting. So this is, I believe what they do is they're I want to get it right. They're a liquidation auction center. And so I believe they've had a lot of success in Nassau. They've gone through little trials and tribulations of their own. I think they had a fire at one point, but they've come back. And they're building in an area here in Freeport and looking to open soon, which I think will be great. And definitely something we need, because the island is, you know, starting to rebound, and we're going to need beautiful shops like this and more of those to come. We're going to need restaurants. We definitely need more restaurants. And it's exciting news that this place is coming, that BLAC investment, and it's a huge investment to the island as well.
$2.6 million is a lot. So hopefully, you know, that'll be more, you know, injection into Grand Bahama that's needed, but hopefully it could get up and running, because I still look and we're 102 days and still no answer on the hotel.
Well, I don't know if you were looking at the paper the other day, but on Friday or Thursday, I believe the Prime Minister said that he told in a press conference that they were looking now at January for an update.
The Prime Minister, you still listening to him on the Grand Bahama? Sarah, you should be fooled. Man, come on, man. You should not be listening. I mean, we've heard it over and over again. What is the deal with the hotel in Grand Bahama? And now it's wait until January? It's 102
wait until January.
Days today.
And as far as we know, the hotel was not taking reservations in August. Now we understand they are back taking reservations again and are open until then. We have had no update from the company itself. And we're still waiting. And, you know, the last thing we heard from the company itself was a ZNS story saying that they were waiting for the airport. And that was part of their development package and wanted to see what was going on. So that's really where we're at with that story. We just don't know anything else, and we're not getting any other information.
Well, we need information. Bahamians need information. And we don't need to see that the count has reached 102 days.
Yeah.
And still no movement with the hotel.
No, it's you know, it's really devastating for people here. And obviously, it's, you know, like, you can't imagine the frustration. It's a conversation that we get all the time. And, you know, I'm sure people are sick of hearing us talk about it like they might have been with Dorian. But unfortunately, it's what deals, you know, part of our life every day. And, you know, we have wonderful hotels here that have picked up as much as they can, but there's only so much they can accommodate. And as you and I have discussed many times, with the shipyard coming and the expanse of the shipyard going back to the property it was before, with these $600 million investment for two docks, it is going to be bringing huge numbers of persons to the island that they are going to house in hotels until they can get them off the island. And that connects us to the airport, which we do not have enough flights coming in and out to get people there.
But I mean, if Grand Bahama wants to rebound, it's not just the shipyard. It needs to have a viable airport for airlift providers, so that the heads and beds can actually, the tourist dollar, not just be monopolized by the cruise ship entities.
Exactly.
So we do
yes.
need it across the board in more ways than one. So please, let's keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
But I see you got a young Grand Bahamian doing big things.
Yes, he's written a chemistry book, and it's really sounds really great. He's also kind of personalized it to make it fit within our culture, and he's been recognized by a well-known educator. So it's really a great book. He's working hard to get it into the system of education here through the Ministry of Education. So we really wish him well. He came to us, and we really thought it was a nice story that we could share. And great to see, you know, education is the key. We really do have to work on bringing our average up. And so, you know, this is something that would be huge. This and math would be my big one. I think I need that myself. So chemistry and math, but that would be key. We also have an update on the Kyan Towers, which has been an ongoing saga for us here in Grand Bahama. It looks like they've been doing some work on the building. We are not being given a real strong update, but, you know, it's still quite unbelievable to me that this condo is in the situation it is. And there's an injunction stopping it, but, you know, it baffles my mind. I don't understand the whole process of it. They also owe an immense water bill. And I just don't, as a person that's in my own life that has my own house and my own bills, I wouldn't be allowed to have this outstanding bill. I don't understand the process and the court system sometimes. And so I feel so frustrated. As Darren has spoken before, he knows people that live in this building. It must be very frustrating for them with their investments to see what's happening. So I really do hope that it will come to some resolve and that they are able to do this, but they should also be made to do it that every condo association must go through.
All right, and then, yeah, I know you got your police roundup. I mean, we don't have to get into that in detail, but obviously folks can check that out. And then your last story?
We've got two. We've got a nice little creative one. It's more of a Equality Bahamas is working on trying to get input from young persons about creative development. They'll also be doing stuff on women's rights, political things like that to present to both political parties. Sorry, I should say three political parties. About things that they think the youth and women are looking for in their next political leadership. It's led by a wonderful lady here in Grand Bahama, Jessica Russell. So if you follow us, we'll tell you more and more events when they're talking and trying to get feedback from the community. And the last story involves our friend Darren, who I had reached out to. We had found this wonderful donor who moved to the island and donated a bunch of furniture to the children's home. But not only were they able to help us, they were able to help Sweeting's Key. And Sweeting's Key, for those who don't know, is the far east of the island. During Dorian, they were evacuated. It was the first time they were ever evacuated by Dr. Minnis, who was the PM at the time. One of the great things he did, because he saved a lot of lives by doing that. But they are still recovering from Dorian. It was an island, a little key, sorry, that I think they boasted, Shervin said, about 200 people, and now they're only about 90, and they're coming back slowly. A lot of these people are retirees who have probably lived there all their lives. So we were able to get five kitchens for them that included some rugs, carpets, as well as sinks, some decorations, things to make it more homey. And, you know, Rotary has been phenomenal. It was Rotary Worldwide that worked with Rotary Grand Bahama to help Sweeney's Key come back and build. And they are still doing that. And so, you know, anyone looking to help, I would really say to you, reach out to Rotary, especially Grand Bahama Rotary. They are helping these people still come back. And it's sad, but people are still recovering from Dorian.
Yep. Not just in Grand Bahama, but in Abaco as well and throughout
exactly.
The archipelago.
Yeah.
So. We need to get up and go in and make it happen. But Sarah, yeah, like I said, I appreciate you every Tuesday chiming in. Obviously, the supplement has run its course in The Guardian, but obviously we'll figure out a date in the future so we can get you and Darren on board and we'll make it happen because folks like to hear what's going on in Grand Bahama.
They do. You have a great following. I think they're also really appreciative of the fact that you give us that time. It's made a big difference for us. You know, it's not just all, as we would say, Nassau-centric. We get to hear these Abaco updates in Grand Bahama. It's really fantastic.
Grand Bahama is very near and dear to me. You know, my lovely wife, MJ, is from Grand Bahama. My in-laws are down there. And shout out to my mother-in-law and all my family down there in Grand Bahama. So, yeah, definitely, you know, I ride hard for Grand Bahama as well.
You do. And we appreciate it. And thank you so much. And thanks for supporting us. And if I can, I just want to say a huge thanks to the advertisers who supported our paper. it was really nice after Dorian to have a paper back on Grand Bahama. And, you know, you never know, you will be looking to do other things. So, you know, stay in touch. Follow us on Grand Bahama News that also pushes all these stories.
Good stuff, Sarah. Greatly appreciated. And we'll talk soon, all right?
Okay, Don. Take care.
All right, we'll take a quick break right now. Flip side of the break. We'll get right back to the first hour of this Tuesday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads. We'll open up the lines, and we got lots to talk about, so keep it right where you got it.
You know that one sandwich that's lived in your head rent-free? It's back! The crispy barbecue bacon sandwich craving is real, and it's making everything crunch. KFC's bringing all the flavor you love with barbecue sauce, crispy onions, cheddar, bacon, and a juicy extra-large filet, all on a buttery toasted brioche bun. It's messy. It's mouth-watering. It's made to crunch. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed.
26 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Ambition is a privilege, Naga. Enough man off, remember that. Bad mind's a disease, choke. Some man won't catch. Yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a pocket. Never see a old man bag and try grab it. Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out the road and me a flat. Buy me one a liquor so me have me one a glass. Girl, them sexy and me clothes them so sharp. So who no like me style, tell a boy fit your car. So them a watch everything and me a wear. Them no see the hard work and me do for me career. But them a wonder how me things them so dear. Them want kill me for the carry me a steer. But me are no dirty, me are clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean, I will never go jump for your queen. Me are no dirty, me are clean.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads, your boy, 96 p.m. Let me check the text lines real quick. Let's go to the phone lines as well, too. Talking Heads.
Hey, Sharon Glassman.
What's happening?
How you do?
Good. What's going on with you?
Sarah, just the liquidation company, I'm moving to Freeport. You all mentioned how much money. You all say something about 2.something million, you say?
Yeah, 2.6 million.
Yeah, well, could you tell your employee, Chicago line, who live in Freeport, right? To check them out to find out whoever the executive is there.
But hold on, you know how to find Chicago. You run from 2 to 4 every day.
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't like getting cut off, and I don't play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but don't call me the boss message. I know secretary.
It's important what I gotta say, Naughty. I
understand, but if you got a message for Lang, call Lang between
no,
2 and 4.
No, I'm just asking him, not to hit on him, but, you know, the liquidation company, I'm final from Simon Wilson, how much is he owning that company, right? Because him and his boss, I mean, had to authorize the $7 million for Beaches and Parks, fellow who ain't giving no account, and we ain't know where that $7 million gone yet. How much
hold on, when you look at Beaches and Park, it's not just an overage for this year. That's an average for the last 4 years.
Yeah, but we ain't concentrating on that. Now that there's liquidation.
But what you mean we ain't concentrating on that? If there's a pattern there with overages, we need to know where all that money went. What do you mean we need to concentrate on that? We have to concentrate on that.
The main point is that liquidation company with Simon Wilson is supposed to be involved. It's fine. I don't know how much shares he owned that. Coming to Freeport, you see what I'm saying? Making the connection between him and his boss. They had to authorize the $7 million for beaches and park, and we ain't how he ain't giving no account for that money. He ain't seen nothing in the budget. He's ignoring us like they like to do. You got the connection?
I get it. I see the connection, man. I'll make some calls. I'll follow up on it and see what I can find for you, all right?
Cool, brother.
Make sure I call Lang between 2 and 4 on the same number. You tell her you find me, you can find Lang. All right, let's go to the other lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
What's up, Naughty? Petersburg, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, St. Pete? You good?
Yeah, man. I'm finally ordered to rehab. I'm getting some some rehab at home. But, you know, saying, thank God, you know, everything. All the stitches back in, you know, out, you know what I'm saying? So I'm walking. I'm about 85% now, you know what I'm saying?
And you're out, you're back up and running. You're out of the rehab center, like you said, and you're back on your legs.
Yeah, man, you know, when you get old, you know, you don't heal as fast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy, Father Time is undefeated, but I'm glad to know you're doing well. I'm glad to know you're on the road to recovery. Glad to know ice didn't kick down your door. I'm glad to know you're doing well.
Hey, but check this out, man. You know, like, I heard, like, they had a killing last night, a gang member, right? You know, I heard they're going to be, like, it's going to be some retaliation. It's crazy, man. You know,
unfortunately, we have a very, the gang climate is very high here. In New Providence especially, and obviously you know you've been around, you know how these things go. So obviously we're hoping and praying that we don't see any more violence, because we've seen far too much, and we've lost too many young men between 18 and 35 over the decades.
It's so sad, man. Hey, but check this out. I'm this question now. What you think now? Now I saw it's only a piece of rock on the map, right? You don't think like. You see the way Trump's sending the national guy to clean up Washington, D.C. I think, you know, why they don't send in the defense force, I would say they could fight crime more better. Because, I mean, like, these criminals living, eating, sleeping in somebody else. They hide these guns. Why they didn't do a sweep in the high crime areas? If they find you with guns in your house, why they don't put these people to the court? You know what I'm saying? It's so sad, man. Every day you turn on the news, someone getting shot, someone getting killed. Like last week when they took those guys who had those assault rifles. You know, where these guns coming from, man? You know, the Bahamas don't produce no guns, man. Somebody know what's happening, or somebody getting paid off, man. It's sad, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I pray for my brother and my family and every day. I say, Lord, hope they be safe. You know what I'm saying? My brother said he don't go that night no more, man. He tried to do everything in the day. It's so sad, man. But they need to do a sweeper, and I saw, I mean, just the high crime, man. They find even guns in your car, in your house. You need to be charged, too. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that?
I think that some of the loopholes in our judicial system need to be closed, and we do need stiffer penalties when it comes to gun and gun crimes. We have to look at all of that, but you got to look at all the particulars involved in all of this.
Man, yeah,
and sometimes people in the position to make the changes don't, because when they go back to public life, it's bad for business. So, you know, they don't want to cut off their nose in spite of their face. Meanwhile, we as a nation suffer.
And that police officer and the defense force officer who they put back this case, what they put back the case for October or something like that, boy, hey, I don't feel sorry for them, man. Hey, only thing worse than a dirty law enforcement officer, they have dealt with the child molesters. I don't feel sorry for them, man. You know what I'm saying? I just don't feel sorry for law enforcement officers when they do dirty, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I say, what you do in the dark always comes. What you do in the dark always comes to light, man. You know, I don't feel sorry for them. They need to get the book through on them. You know, I could be wrong, but that's my opinion.
No, man, and you're entitled to it, man. St. Pete, and glad to know you. I'm hearing from you, and glad to know you're doing well. Football season soon start next week, so that's a good time of year for you, too.
Dallas Cowboys, man. Dallas Cowboys.
Man, I gotta watch them for a couple of weeks to determine what they could be. I don't know what they could be yet. So I got the jury still
Bahamas,
out.
Bahamas, big up, you know, Exumi, Lucha, Grand Bahama, Sweetest Key, all them keys, every key in the island, you know? One love.
All right, St. Pete, take care, man. We'll talk soon. Be safe. Glad to know St. Pete is doing well. And for all y'all who used to text in and say that ice was coming for St. Pete, obviously, you know, St. Pete is doing well. 4:44 p.m. is the time, and it's Tuesday. And, of course, just another update. NHIA has yet to pay its providers the outstanding funds for July, 60%. Which remains outstanding, nor the outstanding for August, which is 100%. So what's really going on with these contract workers, man, and NHIA providers? I mean, how long are we going to keep running up the bill? People do want to get, you know, compensated for their services. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN?
Boy, if I tell you what's happening, naughty, you might talk it. You see? You know me. I would never cheat on you and Mary Jane, okay? I never cheat on you and Mary Jane. So, who you gonna believe? Me or Dr. Doolittle?
If it come down to you and Shaggy, I gotta take your word for it.
Thank you very kind. Because, you know, I guess when I told you last week or before last, I guess didn't need conditioning.
No, but we've heard that this is the umpteenth delay that Dr. Dovell has come with. In one instance, he'll come with big talks and it's going to be complete, only to have to turn around, tuck tail, eat crow, and say that it's not complete yet.
This is several months of the delay, like you say. But that wasn't the air condition wasn't the fault for the delay. I spoke to one or two of the contractors there, and they said they were hitting another lift. Until they get these $7 million. Now, Dr. Doolittle is.
But according to Dr. Dovell, they've been paid.
Not according to him. According to Dr. Dovell, we were supposed to move in a new dialysis unit by now, too. Somewhere with a contractor that he said that he don't do.
But I told everybody, man, if his tenure as Minister of Freeport was any, or Minister of Grand Bahama was any indication, we were going to be in for it as with him as Minister of Health, and here we are.
You ain't lying with that because of my man, the Dr. Dovell I remember from Freeport was an aircraft mechanic.
What?
That's what he was. He was an aircraft mechanic. His brother used to fly, and he used to fix the plane. So how he get into the doctor?
You sure it's the same one?
Huh?
Are you sure it's the same one?
Hey, listen, I spoke to him personally. That I used to call him. I tell him where I know him from. He's from Freeport. That's the man who used to fix the plane. Dr. Dovell is an engineer.
And then he went on to become a doctor.
But he better used to fly. And if y'all want to do some research, Nana Boy, y'all will find out that Dr. Dovell and his brother was implicated with the airline company in the Panama paper.
All right, we can do some due diligence on that then, GNN.
Good. All right.
Go and send them one. Have a great day. 4:47 p.m. is the time. Don't forget, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. And I got a big announcement for you all in the 5 o'clock hour as well, too. I just making sure Pearly German, so we could drop it on you. But we got something for you for the weekends, all right? I'll tell you more about it coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But like I say, when you look around, a lot of the complaints are still there, and very similar complaints. And a lot of providers and service providers and contracted workers have not been paid. And I'm starting to really wonder how bad is this pattern? Because now I'm hearing teachers continuing to strike as well, too. Good afternoon, Naughty. How is it that the news report says that the police came upon the scene of last night's shooting? Was there no alert from the shot spotter system? All right, I'll have to inquire about that. It wasn't stated in any of the news reports that shot spotter was involved. But I'll follow up and make a few calls and see if we can get to the bottom of it. But obviously, that's one of the hot topics of conversation. And what I'm going to say is we've seen enough. We've seen enough. We don't need to see any more. And I think it's time now that with the streets as red as they are and flowing with blood the way they are, especially with our young men, So we need to become involved as a society. And it's on multiple levels. It's at the home. It's government. It's the police. It's the defense force. It's churches. It's civic groups. It's society. We have to get involved. The schools, all of it. We have to have all hands on deck to deal with this problem. It's not going to just be one entity to deal with it. This has multiple tentacles, and we have to deal with it on multiple levels. And you look back, and we've progressed in the wrong way. We should have tried to curb this years ago. We were trying, but obviously the methods we had in place weren't working. 25. And we still have young Bahamian men dying to the scourge of gun violence. And there again, too, regardless of who these people are, who these victims are, whether they're upstanding citizens or they had a criminal record, I think it is, in 2025, it is beyond insensitive to have people's family members all over social media. Graphic, horrific photos. At the end of the day, have some modicum of respect for the family. No one wants to learn of their loved one's demise like that. Nor do you can't blame Grand Bahama for Dr. Dava. We kept him out. Now Serbians put him back in, so accept him. But, I don't care. So then y'all put him in Freeport the first round. Who fault that was? Everybody got blamed in that one. Grand Bahamians and Nasovians. All right. Some of y'all texters, listen, y'all got to work on it. I know y'all get fired up texting, but y'all turned the thing into one complete sentence. It looked like hieroglyphics on a cave wall. I might need a magnifying glass to get some of these texts, but I tell you. Naughty, that is true. I heard Dr. Doolittle was an aircraft mechanic before also. All right. But if that's the case, he's multi-talented, aircraft mechanic and a doctor. Wow. But like I said, it is Tuesday. And, you know, people keep an eye on the streets right now. And that's something that we have to address. And we really shouldn't be critical of five-pillar plans or 10-point plans. We need to figure out what the best plan is. And maybe if it was a non-political, more of a national effort that we took, we could get where we need to be. Because at the end of the day, how many more days do we have to wake up hearing the same news, looking at statistics, losing more Bahamian males between 18 and 35 to gun violence and gang violence? We have to do better. We have to. And we have to put in motion the things that are needed in place to combat these things. And viable options, not old ideas, new ideas, innovative ideas. How about seminars with some other police officers from around the globe that have dealt with cities and areas that have been proliferated by gang violence and that have been curbed? Let's get some new strategies. Let's get some new ideas. We can't keep doing it the same old the way we've been doing it. All right, and now I'm getting updates. Again, yes, you are correct, Naughty. Members of the Bahamas Educators Managerial Union, BEMU, have entered their second day of withdrawing their labor. All right, and here's another one. Naughty, check this out. Okay, according to, this text, very sharp. Text sent me an article from pre-election. And it was a concern of Dr. Dava then about getting the work to the hospital done on time. And he said, and if it didn't get done, the work could continue well into 2023. Now here we are in 2025, about more delays. I mean, how many more delays you want us to take, Mr. Dr. Dava? Oh, boy, here we go. Y'all sending me this text every day. Naughty, what do you think about Robert DePuch, child, the multimillionaire owner of the Tribune Group and grandson of Sir Eddie and DePuch, big-time F&M guy running for the PLP? Text up. Why don't you tell me what you think about it? Tell me what you think. I'm still caught up on the fact that Robert is using DePuch now. All his life he's been Robert Karen. Now, conveniently, it's Robert DePuch Karen. I'm still stuck on that, but you tell me your take. What do you think of it? What do you think of him allegedly running for the PLP and Mike Hale? Let me know. Let me know what you think, Texter. 4:54 p.m. is the time. Getting ready to get into the 5 o'clock hour. Don't forget, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. We'll get to the news, and then we'll get to sports. Naughty, it hurt me bad when the PLP put up those billboards years ago. That's a stain, and look at it now. Correct. The more things change, the more they stay the same, huh? And with this administration, oh, the irony. Very ironic, a lot of the statements that they make. So you definitely have to keep an eye on it. And hopefully we'll get some changes. We can't continue, you know, doing the same things over and over and over again. And that was a bad look years ago, and it coming back to haunt us. But we don't need billboards. We don't need more pontification. We need solutions. And we need all hands on deck to take this country back, because we are definitely losing it to crime. That's another big issue. All right, we're going to take a break, quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll get right into the news. And Earl will be joining us, Pearlie will be joining us, and we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour, so keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Everything me have, you know me work God for it. So why some dot in here got bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out the road and me a flat. Buy me one a liquor, so me have me one a glass. Girl them sexy and me clothes them so sharp. Some who no like me style, tell a boy fit your cap. So them a watch everything and me a wear. Them no see the hard work and me do for me career. But them a wonder how me things them so dear. Them want kill me for the carry me a steer. But me heart no dirty. Me heart clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean. I will never go just for your queen. Me heart no dirty, me heart clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean. I will never go just for your queen. Remember
that. You're listening to Talk on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Ambition is a privilege, Naga. Enough man have, remember that. Bad mind's a disease, choke. Some man won't catch, yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a pocket. Never see a old man bag and try grab it. Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dot in here got bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out the road and me a flat. Buy me one a liquor, so me have me one a glass.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Harry's Fabric and Uniform Store, City of Hope, Epic Battery, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Me are clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean. I will never go just for your queen. Me are no dirty, me are clean. Clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean. I will never go just for your queen. Remember, say, no man is a island. The only man who is a island, a key man. Remember, to each one help one. So it no make sense to bad mind and next man. Sure the gang go better ready and him have a next one. And know nothing that if you not have one. Your friend get a youth already, know him get a next one. And know nothing that if you not get one. Go look at your and try build a foundation. Bad mind for them before and all up on your radio station. To all the real people, this is a real time. Me heart no dirty, me heart clean. Clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean. I will never go just for your queen. Me heart no dirty, me heart clean. Clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearlie should be chiming in short order, but we're into the 5 o'clock hour. We are talking sports, so we got to set it off like we do each and every day with Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And you got to check out on this day. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with yesterday, the 25th and the 26th, but on those 2 days in sports history, not too much happened. All right, so let's jump on and have a look. On this day, August 26th in sports history, 1939, the first televised Major League Baseball games were shown. The event was a doubleheader between the Cincinnati Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers. And that's ironic. The Dodgers and the Reds are playing tonight. How ironic is that? 1947, Don Bankhead became the first black pitcher, or African-American pitcher, in Major League Baseball. In 1961, the International Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto opened. The project had been approved on September 11th, 1943. 1998, in East Bohemia, Buffalo, Sabres goalie Dominic Hasek was fined $30 for speeding when he ran his and hit a tree. Sports quote of the day, you can see a lot by observing. Yogi Berra. Yogi's still one of the greatest to do it and still one of the best quotes ever in the history of sports. Ever, 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 ever. One of the greatest. I'm sure Pearlie will be chiming in now in short order, so look out for him, Mr. Producer. But while we wait for Pearlie, let's check out the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And first and foremost, I think we have to address, and we'll address it when Pearlie gets in, and we'll also address it a little bit later on in the hour, but it is local, so we have to talk about it. 102 homers, 300 in runs, and another 2020 season for Jazz Chisholm. All right, Jazz hit his 100th homer of his career, and then obviously hit, got another couple to take him to 102. So we definitely, all right, probably he'll be chiming in short order. He's in a meeting. He said he'll be chiming in shortly. But Jazz definitely doing it. Average up to 240. Yankees in wild card contention and still got a shot at the division. So you have to look at what he's done. And I think he's become the most accomplished Bahamian professional baseball player. All right, 100 career home runs in the majors. Scored his 300 run. All right. And then, of course, he's got the 2020 homer seasons as well as stolen bases. The next closest to him among Bahamians is Andre Rogers, who finished his 11-year career in the 60s with 45 home runs and 268 runs scored. So there you go. But I think we got another one coming through the pike. Sebas Walcott with the Texas Rangers organization. Really glad to see Jazz doing his thing. Great human being, great athlete. Puts in the work, lost a very close friend as well, too, so he's playing through some grief. So, you know, props to Jazz, keeping him in my thoughts and prayers, and very proud and happy to see him do the way, he, you know, what he's doing and how he's doing it, and for the Yankees. Couldn't be happier. In fact, my whole family, MJ and the boys as well, just rooting for Jazz, just because he's good people. The Bahamas wraps up our competition at Swimming Junior Worlds. Story by Sheldon Longley. The Bahamas six-member team at the 2025 World Aquatics Junior Swimming Championships at the Aquatics Complex in Otepeni, Romania, ended competition on Sunday with no medals, but collectively they turned in some spirited performances over the 6 days competition. So glad to see that the six-member team turned in some good performances. Hopefully they'll medal the next time. We had a quartet of Bahamian youth compete at the Youth Chess Olympiad. The city of Barranquilla, Colombia has written a new chapter in the history of international chess. From August 16th through the 23rd, the city became the heart of the chess world, hosting the World Youth Under-16 Chess Olympiad, an unforgettable event that brought together more than 45 delegations from five continents. For 8 days, the playing hall was filled with strategy, talent, and dreams. The concentration, the emotions of chess transformed Barranquilla into a true temple of youth chess. The Bahamas stood tall, represented by Sohan Umesh, a woman candidate master, WCM Shika Pride, Danica Roll, and Carwin Turnquest. The quartet proudly represented the archipelago of the Bahamas, proving that the next generation of Bahamian chess players is ready to compete against the best in the world. So there you go. Have to keep an eye on those names. And now we have to keep an eye on chess. And I'll be honest with you, man. Chess is a brilliant game. It's a wonderful game. And to see our youth doing well in it at under 16, that means they're going to be in the running for years to come. So hats off to them. Bahamas men's volleyball team wins silver. Women finished sixth. We mentioned that yesterday. And the Bahamas off to an 0-2 start at the FIBA America's Cup 2025. So we'll keep an eye on them in the next set of games they're scheduled to play. All right, we're going to take a quick break now. Flip side of the break. We'll get back into it. We'll get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Pearly will be joining us. And, of course, we'll get to my picks. But we got lots to talk about coming up on the flip side of the break. The NFL season getting ready to kick off on September. The Philadelphia Eagles, the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. And then that weekend of September 7th is kickoff weekend. So we're a week away. We're going to see a lot of cuts. And on the flip side of the break, I'll talk about some notable surprise cuts and where they could end up, as well as some, you know, some other NFL-related news. Got to talk about Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland as well, too. What's going on there? And Shiloh Sanders cut by the Buccaneers but signed by the Steelers. I just want to know, what did Deion Sanders do to the NFL so they're taking it out on his kids? We'll talk that and more on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
No man is a island, the only man who is a island, Taki a man. Remember, to each one help one, so it no make sense to bad mind and next man. Sure, the gang go bent already and him have a next one. And a nothing that, if you not have one, your friend get a youth already know him get a next one. And a nothing that, if you not get one, go look at your and try build a foundation. Bad mind for death before the next generation.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
The technicians at Muffler World on Mackey Street and Robinson Road can do a lot of things to make your car properly aligned, and that your brakes actually work, and that your car is using the correct oil, and in fact, has oil. Those same techs can replace your entire exhaust system. Check out Muffler World for the top of the line Walker muffler. Now, if you want your ride to sound rude, Muffler World can help you there too with a system by Flowmaster. Muffler World, Mackey Street and Robinson Road. Mufflers and a whole lot more.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street.
With delivery to all family islands.
The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Class is in session. For today's lesson, it's back to school buckets. That's 8 juicy pieces of fried chicken, your favorite sides, and something sweet. A group project everyone shows up for. Score a school-themed gift with every mega or super bucket purchase while supplies last. Plus, we're giving away a Samsung Galaxy Tab A9 to 9 lucky winners every week for 5 weeks. Back to school with KFC. Is finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Ambition is a privilege, Naga. Enough man off. Remember that. Bad mind's a disease, choke. Some man won't catch. Yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a pocket. Never see a old man bag and try grab it. Everything me have, you know me work hard for it. So why some dirty nigga bad mind me for it? Every day them see me out the road and me a flat. Buy me one a liquor, so me have me one a glass. girl them sexy and me clothes them so sharp. So you no like me style, tell a boy fit your car. So them a watch everything and me a wear. Them no see the hard work and me do for me career. But them a wonder how me things them so dear. Them want kill me for the carry me a steer. But me heart no dirty. Me heart clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean. I will never go jump for your queen. Me a no me a clean, clean like the water from the stream. Me mind no dirty, me think clean. I will never go jump for your queen. Remember say, no man is a island. The only man who is a island a key man. Remember, so each one help one. So it no make sense your bad mind and next man. Surely can go best already and him have a...
We're back at you on the Tuesday, August 25th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Nwadi can come to you right up until 6 p.m. Probably should be joining us shortly. But I do want to remind everybody, I want you to join me, Pearly, Stat Boy, and we got a special contributor, Anton Thompson, better known as Megaton, representing San Francisco and the 49ers, each and every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is the return of the press box. We will be bringing it to you each and every Sunday starting September 7th, all right? And we'll cover all your major sports leagues, all right? And obviously the NFL kickoff, it will be right back in action with you. We'll have our AFC and NFC coverage. We'll have our fantasy football breakdown. We'll have our picks and several other little tidbits that you guys will enjoy. So each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is the return of the press box. Definitely look forward to that. And we will also have some rotating contributors. So each and every week, in addition to the regulars, you'll have some rotating contributors chiming in as well, representing for their football team. So we're going to make sure I cover as many bases as possible. You got strong representation. You got Pearly, he represents the Dolphins. Statboy is the Baltimore Raven. Mega is a San Francisco 49er. And I'm a Dallas Cowboy. So you got a lot of the bases covered. You got two NFC teams. You got two AFC teams. So you have your AFC and NFC coverage fully loaded and fully covered. And like I said, we'll talk football each and every week. So if you're definitely interested in that, and obviously we'll have our pro picks as well. So definitely check us out each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 at Return of the Press Box. Now, with that being said, we got to talk some NFL right now. A lot of cuts going on, but the biggest thing, you know, emanating, and I told you guys to keep an eye on the situation in Cleveland, Shedeur Sanders. He's going to end up the starter in Cleveland by the end of the year. Cleveland made a trade. They traded Kenny Pickett to the Las Vegas Raiders. He's now going to serve as the backup to Geno Smith. And now that leaves three quarterbacks in Cleveland. Cleveland has elected and opted to keep all three. And the depth chart is as follows. You have Joe Flacco as the incumbent. He's the veteran starter. He's the bridge quarterback. And then obviously you're going to have Dylan Gabriel, the third round pick from Oregon. And Shedeur Sanders, the fifth round pick from Colorado. Shedeur has clearly outplayed Dylan Gabriel in the preseason, in practice and in the games. They put Shedeur Sanders behind an offensive line in the last preseason game. The five offensive linemen that Shedeur played behind all got cut. So that should tell you Cleveland has done no favors with Shedeur making the team, but he's made it nonetheless. And when it's said and done, by the end of the year, he will be the starting quarterback in Cleveland as well. All right? And I think you also have to keep an eye on Isaiah Bond. Did not get drafted, wasn't signed as a free agent. Had that potential sexual assault case hanging over his head before the draft. He's been acquitted, no charges to answer, no case to answer. He signed as a free agent with Cleveland. I think that is a good running mate for Shedeur to have over the next couple of years, you know. So we'll see if those two can grow up together, so to speak, in the NFL. And if they can provide, you know, some new life to Cleveland. Because Cleveland's been a snake bit for a minute. So to have some young players come in there and inject some energy and some life, I think that is definitely a good look. Now, we got Rich Eisen. We're going to go to him for a couple of minutes and let him chime in. Rich is stunned. That's his word, that the Browns are keeping rookie Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. So we're going to take we're definitely going to, you know, get Rich Eisen's take on it, you know. And we'll see exactly, you know, what Rich thinks. I told you guys all along, Pickett was going to get traded. Because Pickett now is a valuable backup quarterback in the NFL. He's no longer a starter. Then you have the Dylan Gabriel factor. Shedeur clearly outplayed him. He's a better athlete. He's taller. He brings the physical tools to the huddle that Gabriel lacks. And he's got a better arm. He's a better passer. So I think when it's all said and done, because the fact that Flacco is 42 years old, his teeth are way long, he's only going to be your stopgap quarterback and then eventually, you know, go into a backup role if necessary. But all the pieces are in place for Shedeur to succeed. So we'll check in with Rich Eisen momentarily, but let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, what's going on? Pearly in yet?
No, probably in the little meeting, but he should be joining us shortly. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, Naughty, that's on like a good show, man. That would be an excellent show.
Well, I expect to hear from you on Sunday once you get out of church.
Yeah, but you know that, man. Come on, man. You know, I didn't even got to wait till that's that. But you see Rich Eisen back on Sports Center for the first time in 22 years.
Well, I thought that was, it brought a tear to my eye because he did justice and he recognized his old broadcast colleague, Stuart Scott. And I think those two were the best ever at doing Sports Center with Stuart Scott and Rich Eisen, and a very close second would be Rich Oberman and Craig Kilborn.
I agree with you. Even Tez come to his eyes and he say, this boy would be sitting right there in that chair right there.
They were very dynamic. They were two opposites. That's why they were so brilliant when they worked together. Stuart Scott is a legend on his own. Brilliant.
Yeah. Rich, those he had two put together. Back then when he been there and it was black.
Pardon?
Rich said he had hair, and his hair was black.
Yeah, man. You know, Rich had the buzz cuts and the fades and all of that, but Rich embraced his baldness, too. But like I said, they were very dynamic together. I enjoyed watching them, every chance I got. I was something to watch them do SportsCenter. And the talks that Stuart Scott brought to the table, he brought hip-hop. He brought, you know, urban freshness and flavor to the equation.
Right. So... Everybody was last night, Naughty. All win. The Yankees win 10-5. Purdy them win. Purdy them blow 7-0. We win. Marlins win. Everybody happy.
Speaking of Purdy, I think Purdy just came in through the side door. So I think you could ask him what you need to ask him there, Muff. You got Purdy there now. There you go.
Yeah. What's going on, Purdy?
Dodgers. Dodgers.
You should be feeling good, man. Your Dodgers blowed, man, last night, man. 7-0.
Last night. Well, the team is now slowly becoming healthy. We just need Muncy back. We need Edmonds back. But we got Kiki Hernandez back yesterday, playing today. The starting pitching are all back. We got Tanner Scott back now, so we're starting to get our relief pitching back. So I think we're starting to get back healthy at the right time. Yeah, the pitching was together last night. The hitting was together last night. Hopefully, we continue it today.
Yeah, that's good. And so, Kyle hit 15 September, he said record.
Oh, no, that was the first catcher to hit 50 home runs.
Yeah, the first catcher. Yeah, the first catcher.
Hit 50 home runs.
Right, before September. Yeah, before September.
No, I think that's the first catcher to hit 50 home runs in a season. I don't remember any other catcher hitting 50 home runs.
No, that's what they're saying. Yeah, that's what they're saying. But Naughty, I agree with you, man. We need to cut the whole line out of the Browns line, man. And that last preseason game, man, Sanders must have got sacked but 50 times.
Third string offensive line that they knew they was going to cut. They only gave him two series. They really tried to close the gap between him and Gabriel in Gabriel's favor. And you know why they got Gabriel at number two on the depth chart? And I just can leave it like that. I ain't going to touch it.
Your boy going to the Steelers. My neighbor and Big Ed, they trying to get on so bad, but ain't nothing happening. But Pearly, September 7th, we opening on the road against the Colts, and then the next game could be home against the Patriots, and then going back on the road against the Bills, the Buffalo Bills. We ain't worrying about the Bills. We didn't look at study that tape last year with them in Kansas City. When Kansas City played them and kicked them out, we didn't study that defense, so we ain't worrying about them. And then the last game in September will be a Monday night game home against the Jets. Well, Fields look good. Justin Fields look good. We got to try to continue. He like run. He likes sneak, so we got to watch it. But down as we reach the Jets, we should be 3-0. So we ain't watching nothing this year. We straight. We looking good.
Yeah, gentlemen. Let me let someone else get it. We signed Seal Douglas a one-year, $3 million contract, which is a good thing. Also, Buffalo cut, which was surprising. Buffalo cut, what's the kid's name?
Which kid?
Dane Jackson. Buffalo cut the cornerback Dane Jackson, who they brought back to them, thinking that he would be the starter. They cut him, so he's. I think the Dolphins may go at him. He's a pretty good cornerback. I'm surprised they cut him.
All right, just so you know, the 50 home runs in a year by Cal Raleigh for the Seattle Mariners is a first in Major League Baseball history. He tied and surpassed Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals, who had it with 48, and Raleigh got his 48th, 49th, and 50th, surpassed Perez. And, yeah, that's the first time we've seen 50 in a year by a catcher. So that is
history. Yeah, yeah.
All right, man, let's get to the other call that's on the line. Talking Heads.
Hey, good day.
Good afternoon. What's happening?
All is well.
Yeah, man.
Look here, Paulie.
Sir.
I really want to talk to you, man. What happened, my phone was acting up a couple of weeks ago when the Dolphins had the preseason thing with the Chicago Bulls. What did they name?
The Bears?
Huh?
The Chicago Bears?
The second preseason game, what they had? That was with Detroit, the Lions.
Oh, the Lions, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you disappoint me. That's serious right there.
Why?
The first thing the Lions them win, they beat us bad. That's the first practice. The second practice, we come back and we win that one. Then we come back and we win the thingum. Saturday, we beat them, right? But I don't want to tell you, really, that anytime you first start to play, practice, or whatever with new teams, automatically, someone going to win and someone going to lose. The home team going to always get the first one, and they got it. But at the end of the day, really, we is the Miami Dolphins. We don't give up. We don't throw in the towel because of one mistake or something like that. Hello?
I hear your point. And let me tell you what I do. I don't just go by that game because I don't even watch preseason games. I watch the last game. I watched the first quarter. And after Tua went, they said Tua down, I didn't watch anymore. Because preseason, to me, is only second, third, and fourth stringers trying to make the team and trying to impress the coach. And it means nothing.
Yeah.
I just hope, I don't even like to see starters play preseason or the fear them getting hurt. So when I saw Achan got hurt in the preseason, it bothered me. Now, what I saw in Detroit, and look bad. We got our act together and we look good in the second practice. But I'm telling you, if the Dolphins win more than 9 games this year, I would be ecstatic. But I do not expect it.
Really,
I do not expect it.
If we win more than 9 games?
I would be happy, but I don't expect it.
Really? Let me tell you something. Every time the Dolphins step on the field.
I hear you, Skeeter. See, you love him with your heart right now.
I look at
you love him with your heart right now. I don't love it in my heart when it comes to sports. I love it with what I see and what I study. I don't love it in my heart. I used to be, as a young boy, love it in my heart.
I study the games. Let me tell you something. Do you know the Dolphins can have the best defense in the league this season?
If the front seven stays healthy and if the front seven plays to the level.
I am saying Dolphins can have the number one defense in the league this year. I ain't asking nobody that.
Okay,
I done
time will tell.
All them teams there. Do you know we get the youngest defensive team in the league?
We have a top three young defense, yes.
That's what they're saying. So at the end of the day, Boyle.
It ain't. Listen, ain't nobody in this country.
Let me just interject here because we got to get to that clip about the quarterback situation in Cleveland. But still, okay. I'm glad to hear from you, man. But you excited over preseason, brother?
No, I'm not excited over the preseason. I am just saying your team done because of one practice.
No, I let you know I'm real. That's all. It ain't about putting my team down. I will be speaking the facts.
And I can touch that, but all I can say is, with me, Lakers, and the Dolphins, ain't nobody can tell me they ain't going to... Can tell me the Lakers ain't gonna make championship this year. You know what you tell me?
You tell me they was gonna make championship last year.
Anyway, Skilla, we don't go there.
We got a whole 2 hours starting on Sunday, September 7th, from 11 to 1, right here on Guardian Radio. The press box returns. We could have all our conversations as well in the 5 o'clock hour. I gotta get to this clip now. Good stuff and good to hear from you, but I ain't even touching basketball right now. That kick back up in October and November. We got a couple more weeks before we got to talk about LeBron here, right? Right, Burley?
Yep.
All right, let's get to that clip with Rich Eisen regarding the quarterback's situation in Cleveland. Once we wrap with that, Burley and I will be back for our picks and to wrap things up, all right? And I got a great final 15 for you this afternoon. We got the guys from First Take, Nick Wright and Broussard, taking us home today. They're going over the NFC East. For 23 years, there has not been a repeat champion in that NFC East division. Could the Eagles repeat this year? Or will it continue with the Redskins or the Cowboys jumping back up and taking that division? So we'll see their take on that all on our final 15 going home. But right now, let's get into that clip from Rich Eisen on the quarterback situation in Cleveland.
Now then, Trey Hendrickson, now that he's in the fold, is going to go against Joe Flacco. That's the guy. Week one. Hey, Joe Flacco, you're the Cleveland Browns starter. You are the guy that I'm going to go and try and sack. I'm back. I'm going to the dog pound, and I am going to, if you're Trey Hendrickson, lift your hind leg on that, you know, Browns are placing at starting quarterback. And with this whole 6 month period from March to September, you could see it coming down the pike. It is Joe Flacco. You know, when he signed with the Cleveland Browns, that's the guy. Who else are they going to get in the draft? Could it be Shadur? Wait for it. Third overall. Remember that back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Or fifth overall, whatever the hell. Fifth overall. Could it be Shadur? And it wound up being a fifth round selection after they draft Dillon Gabriel. And after they trade for Kenny Pickett, Pickett takes the victory formation for the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl and then winds up on the Cleveland Browns in supposedly a veteran battle for who's going to be the starter. And then it was the rookies. And then it was a conversation throughout the entire summer. Are they going to really keep four quarterbacks? And then with a straight face, the Browns were telling absolutely everybody, we are keeping four quarterbacks, and that might have been the plan until Aiden O'Connell goes down to an injury for the Las Vegas Raiders on the final preseason week of the season. And lo and behold, who gets traded yesterday to Vegas? So they have a veteran backup for their campaign with Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. Eagles. I mean, what's going to happen in the Wikipedia or his Pro Football Reference page for the Browns? Like, never played for them.
Yeah.
Do you put him on that jersey?
On the jersey
with all the millions of quarterbacks? He never played, but
he didn't even
there.
Take a preseason.
He was there. Yeah, it's like if a Kenny Pickett doesn't practice and doesn't play in the Cleveland Forest in the summer, does it make a noise? Which means Pickett is now on the Raiders, which means one Trey Hendrickson get off and week one, and the Browns may have either Dillon Gabriel or Shadur Sanders as their go forward quarterback. And it's not like, you know, Flacco is a spring chicken. He is smart enough to read a defense and get rid of a football and protect himself, which is great news. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, of getting Flacco, acquiring Kenny Pickett, and then drafting Dylan Gabriel in the third round before Shador, only to take Shador anyway, at the end of the day, it is now going to be a choice as to who is second on the depth chart for the Cleveland Browns, because that player best have a head on a swivel and may just get some significant snaps. For a Cleveland Browns team that at the end of the day has got a flat out massive gamut of schedule that you're running in the quarterback room with an OG and two guys who have never done it before. The quarterback room going into week one for the Cleveland Browns is Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders. That is something that if you had told any of us on the set in Green Bay when we were wrapping up the draft back in April, we would have been like, I don't know about that one. It'd have to be Flacco, Pickett, and then one of the rookies. But I guess for the Browns, getting a fifth-round selection in next year's draft from the Raiders is too good to pass up. They now have 10 choices in next year's draft, which means if neither Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders show anything, move up for somebody that's going to start starring maybe this Saturday on Fox. A, if you can see it,
yeah,
and
I was
B,
gonna say, if you can see it.
If you didn't go to Michigan, you're allowed in the stadium.
I know.
Come on, see it with your own two eyes.
Just ping, ping right there.
Oh, I'm all about Ohio today, sir. I started with the Bengals. I went to the Browns. And later on, oh, boy, we're going to have a little chit-chat about what's going down in the horseshoe and who's allowed in or not.
Two-piece, no biscuit.
Rich blow darts everywhere.
So I can't believe it. It's Flacco and the two rookies.
Crazy. I can't believe it.
Really? Can you not believe it?
Kind of. I kind of can't believe it.
I mean, really? That's you're going to that. Is a little dicey. I'm not going to lie.
A little dicey.
Because Dylan Gabriel against, you know, Mike, you were saying under your breath, although you're under your breath is a very Chris Berman-like loud voice. The Browns schedule
is difficult.
You know, that home game against Cincinnati, Browns fans love saying how they love, you know,
they own Joe Burrow,
whatever. Okay, gotcha. I mean, at Baltimore, home for Green Bay, at Detroit, their London game against Minnesota. Then they're at Pittsburgh, home for Miami, at New England, bye. It ain't easy. And that's why you're starting Flacco. You got your best chance to win. The guy was obviously, as we all know, comeback player of the year in this offense. I trust Stefanski. I think he knows 100% what he is doing. But the decision at the end of the day is like fifth round pick, too much for Kenny Pickett. To keep Kenny Pickett, we'll take that. We'll give him the Raiders, and then we'll play these two rookies and see what's what. Is Dylan Gabriel going to be like second quarter? He's out there because Flacco just needs a minute in the blue tent.
Yeah, that feels likely.
And if it's Shador Sanders and he starts balling,
then what?
Everything changes in a bat of an eye.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
look, crazy.
We already know what's going to happen. Yeah. You know, Rich.
Yep.
You know, Chris.
What is it?
You know, Mike.
What is it?
Yep.
You know
it?
By, I don't know, October 12th, whatever day that falls on, you know QB12 is going to be Q Browns. This story's already been written. Oh, what are we doing
here? I don't know about that.
It's already been written.
Man.
I'm with TJ.
Brown season. Oh, man, and we haven't even started the National Football League regular season campaign.
By the way, October 12th is week 5. Good job, TJ.
Well, I mean, he's got it in front of him, I'm sure.
No, I'm drafting right now.
Oh, okay, good to know that you're paying attention strictly.
Clearly.
Great.
All right, we're back at you on the Tuesday, August 26th edition of Talking Heads. 5:42 p.m. is the time. Pearly, we got to get to the picks, but I think that at that situation, remember we discussed it here on the show. I said, even though he's a fifth-round pick, the four-quarterback situation is going to take care of itself. Shador will be ended up, by the end of this year, be the starter in Cleveland.
All right.
And I think that's how it plays out, because I don't think Gabriel's got the tools to be a starter in the NFL.
No, he doesn't. And you didn't want to say it, but, the hue, he'll be all right.
And Gabriel Benitez.
And eventually Shador would be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns before the season over.
I think so, and I think he's got some pieces there that's going to be sneaky good to have him, especially like Jerry Jeudy, that wide receiver, Isaiah Bond, who they got from Texas, as an undrafted free agent because he had the legal problems. But he had a second or third round grade. So that helps. And then you got David Njoku at the tight end position, who obviously can be a safety blanket for Shador or Gabriel when they get in there.
It won't be performance that causes Flacco the job. I think it might be the age, and he's staying healthy might be an issue with him.
He's one good shot away from being back on.
Yeah. He's pretty talented, and he's serviceable. So he would carry them. And
remember now, he took them to the playoffs a couple of years ago, won four out of their last five games and got them in the playoffs. They got beat.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's serviceable.
Got beat in the first round, but they did do well. All right, here come our picks, Pearly. And from WNBA tonight, we got 15 games in Major League Baseball. That's a lot to go down today. But let's go over to WNBA tonight. A lot of playoff ramifications in store. You got the Seattle Storm. They're 20-18, taking on the Indiana Fever, who are 19-18. And both of them playing for position right here.
Storm had a good game.
You're breaking up a little bit. You went into a bad connection patch right there. But
I'm going to take the Storm and the points.
Yeah, I think Seattle wins tonight minus 3.5.
I'm going to take the Storm and the points.
And then in the next game, we got the Phoenix Mercury and the Los Angeles Sparks. Now, the Mercury...
I'm going to take the Sparks and the points.
Yeah, the Sparks and the 3.5 might be very good. The over of 178 also is an option, so you definitely want to check that out as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we reached that time, Pearly. I mean, good stuff as always. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Obviously, you know we got the Press Box returning on Sunday, September 7th. We're rounding up the gang. You, Stat Boy, Mega, we're getting ready to talk football all season long. And we'll have some rotational, guest co-hosts every week so we can chop up.
Sound like a plan.
Good stuff, man. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Appreciate you, Pearly. Appreciate everybody who chimed in, called in, and texted in. And I will do it again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Give me a call offline.
Yeah, that'll be in short order. I have a couple other things I need to finish up. A couple other projects I'm wrapping up.
All right.
As soon as I finish wrap those projects, I'll give you a buzz.
All right. Okay.
Are you going to be in the West or are you going to be at
West of the border. I will be west of the border.
Betting patiently till the Dodgers and the Reds take each other on tonight.
I got a draft at 7 o'clock, so I'm going to be lockdown drafting for another league, man.
Wait, I had a draft the other night, but I got to tell you my wide receivers, man. C.D. Lamb, Garrett Wilson, Zay Flowers. How about that?
You always use draft at your heart.
No, it was a keeper league, man. So it was a keeper league. It was a no-brainer keeping Lamar Jackson and C.D. Lamb. What are you talking about?
All right, I got you. It was a keeper league. Okay, all right.
Yeah, but who's dropping my Dolphins?
This league I am is not a keeper league. I'm pretty pissed about that because that means I got to give him Jefferson.
And anyway, go replace him with Tyreek Hill. Good luck, Pearly. Have a good draft.
If he's there, I might rob him. We'll see.
There you go. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Jamaica will never let you down. King of your dance hall and a owner, give me crown. All we be scattered around and listen to the hit pound sound. Put me on no dirty.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Are you searching for something new?
Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This is how we do it.
Get ready to kick off the new school year with a bang. It's the Guardian Media Group and Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th in the parking lot of the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for a day of fun, games, and back-to-school excitement. We've got something for everyone, from bouncing castles and face painting to health screenings, hair grooming, and giveaways. Meet some of your favorite local businesses and get ready for the new school year with all the essentials. We'll have school supply vendors and local eateries with delicious treats. Don't miss out on the fun. The Guardian Media Group and Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th at the Nassau Guardians parking lot, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the perfect way to celebrate the end of summer and get excited for a great school year. See you here.
Brought to you by
Island Wholesale, Splash of Sunshine, Purity Bakery, Janae's Uniform Center, Harry's, Celestial Treats, Sun Oil, Lowe's, ANN's Kitchen, Zelrona Mackey, Lumara Snack, Precious Curry, Robert Russell.
And brought to you by the Delbinas Agency Limited.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Ambition is a privilege, Saga. Enough man off. Remember that. Bad minds are dizzy. Man who I catch. Yeah. Well, I never bust a chain or me never pick a bucket. Never see a old man bag and try grabbing.
Okay, a second to say welcome to Predictions Week. Also want to take a second to fix this teleprompter that I wrote as beautiful open to. No, unfortunately, I was just Now, we have made these predictions courtesy of years of experience alongside our crack research staff and a little bit of happenstance to where our parents were born. So for me, it's the Patriots. For you, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. For Brew, it's about 7 or 18. So without further ado, it's time for Predictions Week. Nick, you are kicking us off in the NFC East.
Indeed I am. And I did not expect this to happen, because once upon a time, I did pick this team to make the Super Bowl, not that long ago. It has the same quarterback. It's got star receiver. But I have been so radicalized by this Cowboys offseason that I believe they are going to finish last place in the NFC East.
Wow.
I think that without Micah Parsons at full strength, they are a bottom three defense in the NFL. With the smart numbers, I don't know if I agree with them all the time, but the EPA per play, those types of things. Micah on field, off field, they go from top three defense, bottom three defense, right, over the course of his career. I also have questions about the head coach. Glad coach isn't here hearing me say that. And I think it's absolutely on the board. They start 0-4. And so for all those reasons, I have the Cowboys finishing last, which means, hey, shout out New York Giants. They're out of the basement. And they're going to have better quarterback play than they had last year. I mean, they might at some point go to Jackson Dart. I don't know, but he's looked fine in the preseason. And I think they have a potentially great defensive line that can just win you some games on its own, and a desperate coach, a coach that knows they've got to win, you know, that they have to show some level of growth. So I think the Giants are a potentially frisky team based on the strength of the D-line, great receiver, better quarterback play, but still just third place, not a playoff team. This is a stat that Brew used to love. You know, it's been more than 20 years since a team repeated in the NFC East. I used to hear that all the time from him. It's almost as if he forgot it for some reason.
Oh, I didn't forget.
I don't know. Philadelphia keeps that trend going. They are a playoff team, but I do not think they're going to have the level of success they had last year. The last coach, the last team to win back-to-back NFC East titles was Andy Reid's Philadelphia Eagles. And contrary to what Kevin Wilds will tell you, Nick Sirianni is no Andy Reid. And I also think the more difficult schedule, the massive losses on defense, and the likelihood that Saquon goes from 2,000 yards to 1,500 yards, still be an awesome year and one of the best years ever after a 2,000-yard season, can cost you a few wins. And never underestimate the power of the curse of Kevin Wilds, let's be honest. The last team that one's going to win, well, it hasn't worked well as of late. And then at number one, only team left, Washington Commanders. Listen, I will admit, I'm skeptical of very, very skinny quarterbacks. Maybe Jaden Daniels can change that because he was that good his rookie year. I like their improvements on the offensive line, Greg. I like their improvement. It got Terry McLaurin done. You have Debo. And listen, they spent a lot of money. I don't know how much of it was good money on the defense. A lot of older players, but it should at least patchwork it as they try to rebuild the defense. I think they can win 11 or 12 games, or 12 games, and I think that could be enough to win the NFC East. So I have the Commanders and Eagles both making the playoffs, Commanders winning the division.
Man, that's interesting lineup. I'm going to focus on your first team, the Commanders, because this is a team, obviously, Jaden Daniels, coming into year two. Typically, always, we talk about sophomore slump. I just don't – I know I said this about CJ. I don't see him having the sophomore slump. He just plays at a calm with a stoic demeanor. However, they did have a ton of close games.
Yes.
Like that were – like the
– insane the way they won.
It was –
yeah, that could have won.
Like to repeat that, obviously you don't want a season like that. But if they can find a way to not be in those situations and still come out winning a lot of those games – that this team was going to be scary going into the postseason, but I'm interested to see the Commanders this year.
All right. Well, my last place team in the NFC East is not the Dallas Cowboys. All right. I think the Giants, I think they're much better than they were last year. Like, I really do. I think the defense is going to be potentially special in the future. All right. And I think they're gonna start Russell Wilson, which is fine. But to me, this season for them is about that defense establishing itself as, okay, they're gonna be great over the next few years. And then Jackson Dart, when he gets in there, week six, five, six, whatever it may be, four, himself as your future franchise quarterback. Like, that's what it's about. I think the division, and I don't have like three teams going to the playoffs, but I think this division is so solid and tough that they're, even though they've improved a significant amount, I just don't think they're going to be able to get, they might get third. I think it'll be close. Like, I think them and my third place team will battle, but I don't think they're going to be like a 5 or 6 win team, but I just don't see them going higher. At number three, the Dallas Cowboys. I do agree with you, Nick. And money changes everything. If Micah does get a $200 million guaranteed contract or whatever, and I'm sure he will be all smiles. But it just feels like this feels ugly. This feels way uglier than Dak. Way uglier to me than Lamar, which I didn't think personally was ugly. You thought it was ugly. Yep. He was talking about, you know, going to a different
uglier
team.
Than Chris Jones.
Yeah, this is like really bad. And obviously Micah's popular on that team in the locker room. I'm sure other players, again, money talks, they're going to play and they're happy with their money. But to see this happen to your best player, a guy that's popular, a leader, I just think it sets a terrible precedent. And I think Dak will put up big numbers. But I think the lack of a run game, when he doesn't have a great run game, they don't win a lot of games, even as he puts up numbers. So them number three. This is where I differ with, well, that's different from Nick too, but at my second team, I got Washington. And I'm going to be honest, I came this close to leaving them out of the playoffs. And this, I love Jaden Daniels, obviously. I've talked about that. And I don't think he'll go into a sophomore slump. I just think their defense is questionable. I'm going to put faith in Dan Quinn to build it up. They improved last year. I think I'm going to have faith in him to build it up. But what put me, it just happened this morning, because I really was battling. I said, you know what? I'm going to hold them out of the playoffs. And then when I saw they got Terry McLaurin signed, I think that will, it just seems like it was bad vibes before that. I think that'll make everything much better as far as vibes. He was a team leader, and he's the deep threat that Jaden needs. So them trading Brian Robinson, the running back, like, I think they got depth in the backfield. Yes. So, yeah, I do think they'll squeak into the playoffs. And then I do have Philly becoming the first team to repeat in the East in, what, since 2004?
Yeah.
I think for a Super Bowl champion, they have a chip on their shoulder. That's hard to have as a Super Bowl champion. And I think it is. Everybody's still questioning our quarterback. All right, Saquon Barkley, despite the great year last year, is still trying to establish his Hall of Fame credentials. The defense, like you said, Nick, they lost a lot of people. So they've got something to prove. You got new guys coming in there like, I got to make a name for myself. So I think that they are going to, and Sirianni is only, always seems to be two straight losses away from the hot seat. All right, so they have a chip on their shoulder, and I think they're going to come out and
play
good
football. Before you go, real quick, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did I just become the Jaden guy? How did that happen?